It's time for our weekly catch-up with ACT Party Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden.
Yesterday afternoon, it was announced that Christopher Luxon, former Air New Zealand Chief and MP for Botany, was elected the new leader of the National Party, and Wellington-based MP Nicola Willis was elected the new deputy leader. Apart from the ACT Party publishing a press release suggesting that the new national leader should reject the RMA bill, the ACT Party hasn't publicly shared too much on how they feel about this new leadership. So I thought I would speak to Brooke and see how she feels. As well as this, there is a new variant of COVID-19, the Omicron variant. It was first detected in South Africa and has since spread to other countries such as Europe, parts of Asia and Australia. Because it has been roughly a week since the Omicron variant was identified, there's still a lot of uncertainty around what risks the new variant will pose. I began by asking Brooke about the National Party leader, and I started with the question what the feeling was around Parliament when it was announced.
I wasn't in Parliament because I'm back home up in Auckland, but I was watching Chris's press conference after he was announced as the new leader of the National Party, and I would just hope that ACT and National will continue to work well, and we've worked with a number of National Party leaders and we hope to continue a positive relationship, but we really do need to focus rather than on other politicians, but on the issues that actually matter to New Zealanders. And one of those that will be a huge concern to New Zealanders this week is that we're moving into the traffic light system, but we still don't actually have any of the rules written down under law about how businesses can operate. And the ACT Party believes that we should always at least have laws that are readily accessible and easy to read. And it's a real shame that only a few days to go, we still don't actually know what the rules will look like written down for New Zealanders.
Coming back to Christopher Luxon being announced as the leader of the opposition, Luxon himself has only spent a year in Parliament. Do you think he has enough experience?
Oh, look, it's not really for me to say whether he has experience or not. Like Chris, I came in at the last election. We've both knuckled down, done our jobs, but most importantly, the leader of a political party, any political party's job, is to listen to the concerns of New Zealanders. That's what I'm focused on in the ACT Party, and if that's what the leader of the National Party is focused on too, then I feel like we will be able to change the government in 2023, but not just change it, but change the direction of the country to focus on the issues that really matter to New Zealanders, like the rising cost of living, like house prices continuing to go out of control, and the fact that we need a better COVID response so people actually know what the laws are at any given time, and that we're actually putting in place strategies to make sure that we can keep New Zealanders safe in the community. And I feel like that's where the government has actually failed in these last few months.
The new deputy leader, Nicola Willis, has more experience in Parliament than Christopher Luxon. Why do you think she wasn't chosen as the leader?
I can't speak to why Nicola Willis wasn't chosen as the leader. From everything that I've seen externally, she didn't put herself forward. It looked like there were only two contenders really going for it, Chris Luxon and Simon Bridges. But the issue of who was selected by their caucus is a matter for their caucus, not the ACT Party caucus.
Luxon has emphasised how this change will offer the party a fresh start. Do you think Luxon will do this and thereby increase the party's popularity?
Oh, look, I'm not too focused on what the National Party do. I'm focused on making sure that we can work together. But I'm focused on the ACT Party and making sure that we can make sure that we can govern for all New Zealanders in 2023 by listening to people, issuing their concerns in a forum in Parliament, and making sure that the government is held to account for the areas that they have failed, like our failing achievement standards in education, like the fact that we don't have a single new ICU bed. I think ACT and National can work together to pinpoint the failures of the government and to actually put forward a positive alternative.
Now let's move on to our next topic, the new Omicron coronavirus variant. Is the ACT Party concerned that this new variant will potentially in the future affect Aotearoa the same way the Delta variant did?
Omicron is the newest variant on the block, and our real concern is that we need to be prepared for what happens when it comes to our shores. What we've seen over the last 20 months now is a government that didn't actually prepare for the fact that Delta was circling around us, and we knew at some point that it would come through MIQ. And now the government has put in place some steps to limit travel from high-risk countries, which I think is the right thing to do in the circumstances, because we don't have enough information yet about Omicron and whether it is in fact more infectious or whether it will actually lead to more hospitalizations. But we didn't see a government, when Delta was circling, preparing for what that would actually mean in our community. We need to know that the government is looking forward and how that will work. And one clear example is just our vaccine passports. They have been issued for 6 months. They allow for Pfizer vaccine. We need to know that in the future, if scientists are going out and creating a new variant of vaccine that will help for the Omicron COVID variant, we need to know that that will actually be recognised by our vaccine passports going forward. These are all the small little technical aspects that will underpin our response and make sure that we don't have to go through lockdowns again, but also make sure that the technology is there so that we can go on living our lives rather than constantly being behind the ball.
With the introduction to this new variant, the World Health Organization has stressed the importance that every country has access to the vaccine, as this can prevent the mutation of new variants. And hoarding vaccines is a big part of the issue with access to them in general. How do you feel about the sentiment behind developed countries sharing the vaccine with developing countries?
Oh, look, my understanding is that in South Africa, as an example, they have a low rate of vaccination, which is why we've seen Omicron take off and potentially lead to higher rates of infection, which is why we need to see whether that's going to be the case in other countries. But I understand also that they were offered a lot of vaccines. So the problem is not the hoarding of vaccines by developed countries and not offering them to developing countries. That has happened. It's just that people aren't taking them up.
That was ACT Party's Brooke Van Velden speaking with me about Christopher Luxon being announced as the new National Party leader, as well as the new Omicron coronavirus variant.
That was Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden from the ACT Party.